Okay, we are up to the last word on Samach Zayin Amabez. So we get up to that Meisve or the previous one?
No, that one.
Not a month, but Meisve. The Gemara here is discussing the statement of Rabbi Yochanan on Samach Zayin Amabez, that Rabbi Yochanan said, "Valkeri mishtaleach chutz l'shtei machados." The Gemara on yesterday's daf spoke about all the levels and the halachos of the Valkeri and the Tmeis and the Mitzorek appearing all of their halachos. And Rabbi Yochanan said that a Balkari is sent out of two camps. So to remember this, you have to remember the structure of the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar and the parallel structure in Yerushalayim. One of there were three camps set up in the Midbar. The Machane Shechina was in the middle. That was the Aron and the Kodesh. Around them was the Machane Leviya, and around that was the Machane Yisrael. So it was Machane Shechina, Machane Leviya, Machane Yisrael. Parallel to that, in the times of when we had a base of Migdash, was the Azara. The Azara was parallel to the Machane Shechina. Around that was the Machane Leviya. Machane Leviya was parallel to all of Harabayas. Machane Yisrael was parallel to all of Yerushalayim. That's the parallel. So, if you remember the first parak in Mishnayos Kelim, the Gemara Mishnah there lists off the 10 levels of Kedusha, of Eretz Yisrael. So it starts off by saying Eretz Yisrael is Mekudesh from all other lands. Why? Because you bring the Omer and the Bikurah from there. And then you go a little further in. The Ayaras HaMukafas Choma is more, including Yerushalayim, is more Kodesh from there. What's the reflection of that? That a Mitzorah can't go in. A Mitzorah is thrown out of all three Machnas. He can't even be in Machane Yisrael. He's not even in Yerushalayim, which is parallel to the Machane Yisrael in times of the Midbar. The Mishnayos continue. Lifnim and Achoma, inside the wall is a little more Kodesh. You could eat Kachikalim and Meister Shani. Going a little further in Harabayas. Harabayas now is more Mekudesh than the rest of Yerushalayim, in that Azav and Azava and Anida and Yoledes cannot go in there. So already we have, this is what Argamar was talking about yesterday and today a little bit. A Mitzorah is outside of all three Machanos. Azav and Azava is outside of two Machanos. They cannot be within Harabayas, which is parallel to Machane Leviya. Continuing, the Chel, which is the next area in Mekudesh Mimenu, She'in Goyim, V'Tamei Meis, Nechas L'Sham. So a Tamei Meis, though a Tamei Meis is Tamei for 7 days, and we think it's so Chamor, a Tamei Meis actually could go in a little further than Ezav and Ezava. And then the Gemisha continues, Ezra's Nashim is a little more Mekudesh, because the Tful Yon can't go in, and a Mechus Kippurim, then regular Yisraelim, unless it's Shas Tzorcheim, then Bali Mumin, even of Kohanim, etc., all the way until you get to the Kodesh Kadashim, which is limited to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur B'Shas Avod. Okay, so that is just to remember the structure of the ones that we're talking about. Mitzorah, again, is outside of all three Machanos. Ezav and Ezav is outside of two Machanos. So the Gemara here is discussing what about a Tamei Meis is outside of only one Machane. Those are the three levels. Tamei Meis, Zav and Zava, and Mitzorah. So the Gemara here is discussing what about a Balkari? About Azav is somebody who had a Re'iyah for 3 times, 3 days, 3 times in a day, and a Balkari is just once. The difference is between Balkari and Ziva, but it's just once. So what's the halacha of a Balkari? So the Rabbi Yochanan had said, 6 lines up from the bottom, the Rabbi Yochanan, that Balkari has the same status as Azav, that he must be out of two Machanos, out of the Machane Leviya, even though he's not exactly the same halacha as Azav, but in Yezeh, he has the same halacha as Azav. And the Gemara had just spoken about a Mishnah in Zavin, where the Mishnah had said, 7 lines up, Balkari kimaga sheretz. Isn't a Balkari like somebody who touches a sheretz? So we thought that's similar to just like a maga sheretz, somebody touches a sheretz and he's a rishon l'tumah, only goes out of one machaneh, so to a Balkari. And therefore it's against Rabbi Yochanan, who says that a Balkari goes out of two machanos. So the Gemara says, no, it's referring to a different halacha. It's not referring to the machanos halacha, it's referring to the halacha that they're both mitame ba'ones. They're both mitame without ratzon if it happens as an accident. So now the Gemara quotes the seifa of that Mishnah. Meisvei, last word, top of the Samachas Man Aleph now. Meisvei Boal Nida Ketamei Meis. The Sefer of that Mishnah says a Boal Nida, somebody who lives with a Nida, Ketamei Meis has the same status in terms of something like a Tamei Meis. Lamai. Regarding what halacha? Ilei Malo Tumasa. If it's Inyan, they both have the same level of Tumah. Hai Tumah Shivak Sibbeh, Hai Tumah Shivak Sibbeh. What do you mean? We already know from other halachos, from other Mishnayos, that they both have their Tamei for 7 days. A Boal Nida, because the Gemara says a Nida, just like a Nida is Tamei for 7 days, so to a Boal Nida is Tamei for 7 days. Besides the fact that it's an Isser Kares, if it was b'mezid, but if it was b'shogi, even if it's b'shogi, there's still tumas shiva. So that can't be what this mishnah is talking about. Ela lav l'machanosam. It must be teaching me that a bo'al nidalike is like a tamei meis regarding machanos. Just like a tamei meis is sent out of one machane, so to a bo'al nid is sent out of one machane. And if the seifa, if that line of the Mishnah is talking about machanos, so says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, umi the seifa la machanosam, havi rishonami lachanosam. So to the resha, which we discussed at the end of the previous staff, should be talking about the halacha machanos. Because wouldn't the Mishnah be talking about the same parallel halacha? And the Gemara there, the Gemara already had said not that way. So if we're saying that it's talking about machanos, we're back to the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan said that a balkeri is sent out of two camps. And while the Mishnah says a balkeri is like a makasheretz, isn't that telling me that he's only sent out of one camp? So the Gemara answers no. Midi arya, hakadisa vakadisa. No, it's very possible that the first line of the Mishnah is talking about a halacha in Tumah. The second line of the Mishnah is talking about a halacha in Machanos. No kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Meisvei, a little bit more regarding the sugya before we get up to some agadata. Meisvei, mitzora chomer mizav, vizav chomer mitame meis. The Braisa says that there's a hierarchy, mitzora, zav, and tame meis, as we've said. Mitzora is sent out of all three Machanos. A zav recognizes badag yishev, he has to sit alone, right? He has to learn the lesson of his lashon hara. And a zav and a zava are sent out of two machanos, and a tamei is out of one machane. And then the Braisa ends off with this unclear line: Yatsa balkeri shetamei meis chamor mimenu. A balkeri is excluded, and a tamei meis is chamor than it. Very unclear. What does that mean? What is he? My yatsa. What is he excluded from? What is he like a tamei meis? What, Tomei is more chomer than him. How are you supposed to understand this last line of the Braisa? So the first possibility is lav yatsa michal zav. Doesn't it mean that a balkeri goes out of the category of zav? Lav yatsa michal zav uba lechal tomei meis. Doesn't it mean that he goes out of the category of a zav? Meaning he goes out of the category that's mishulach out of two machanos, and he comes into the category of tomei meis, which is only mishulach from one machane. The ha tomei meis chomer mimenu. Even though a tamei meis is more chomer than it, because a tamei meis is tamei for 7 days, and a balkeri is only tamei for 1 day, umutzu b'machna levia, and he should be mutzu b'machna levia, because we're saying he has left the category of ziva and goes into the category of tamei meis. Isn't that how we're supposed to understand this last line of the brisa of yatsa? So where it says no raya, there's another way to understand it. Lo yatsa mimachna tamei meis v'nichnas l'machna zav. No, it's just the opposite. It leaves the... You might have thought that it's with the category of Tamei Meis. It leaves the category of Tamei Meis and goes into the category of Ziva. V'yafa gav Tamei Meis chomer mimenu, umut b'machna levia. Even though a Tamei Meis is more chomer, it's only for 7 days, and yet a Tamei Meis is only sent out of one camp. So you might have thought that a balkeri, which is more makel than tamei meis, because a balkeri is only tamei for 1 day, you might have thought that that's also would be mutter within the machna levia, only said that of one camp. The Gemara says, no, no, we've put it into the category of ziva. Once it's in the category of ziva, then it has to go out of two machnos, like Rabbi Yochanan's statement from the end of yesterday's daf. Period. Okay, last section that we're going to discuss here. Tani Tana Kamei de Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. A braisa was sent in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. The following, the pasuk says, V'yatsa el michutz l'machane. The whole pasuk is, Lo yavo el toch ha-machane. A double lashon. He shall leave the camp. This is talking about Shechva Balkeri. So the pasuk says he shall leave the camp, and he shouldn't go into the camp. A double lashon. Go out, and he shouldn't go in. So what does that mean? What camps are we talking about? So v'yatsa michutz l'machane zu machane shchina. He shall go out of the camp. The first way to understand is that's the machane shchina. He goes out of the machane shchina. Lo yavol tocha machane zu machane levia. He shouldn't go into the camp. That's talking about machane levia. Mikan le balkeri shiyatsa chush l'shnei machanos. Oh, so this is the makkah. The balkeri goes out of the two machanos. Goes out of machane shchina and out of machane levia. Fits in beautifully with Rabbi Yochanan. That was the braisa said in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Machanos camps. One about Machane Shechina, one about Machane Levia. Omarlei, so says Rabbi Yitzchak, I don't have a problem with that din, but I don't understand how you got it from the Psukim. Omarlei, there are two ways that the Gemara has, basically saying the same thing. Akati, let's translate that, we'll explain. Akati lo yalte afikte. You haven't put him in yet, and you're already taking him out? Or, lishna achrida, akati lo afikte yalte. You haven't taken him out yet, you're already putting him in? The basic kasha is that it says two psukim it says two phrases in the pasuk. Go out of the camp, don't go into the camp. So 1 second, the first line says go out of the camp. And we say that means go out of the machane shechina. So if you go out of the machane shechina, where are you standing? He's standing right in the Machane Leviya. If you're in the Machane Leviya, what does it mean? Don't go into it. Zu Machane Leviya. You're still in the Machane Leviya. Second, the next pasuk be saying, don't go into the Machane Leviya. He hasn't left the Machane Leviya yet. So yes, I agree with the halacha, but the drushes don't make sense. If it says go out, so you're in Machane Leviya. So it says don't go into the Machane Leviya. You have to be out of Machane Leviya in order to have an isser not to go into Machane Leviya. So first the pasuk should say go out of Machane Leviya again. So I don't understand the drushes. Says Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avdimi. So Ela Ema, this is how you should read the drushes. Michutz l'machane zu machane leviya. Correct. Michutz l'machane means that you're in machane leviya, and the chiddush of the pasuk says you can't even be in machane leviya. Lo yavo tocha machane zu machane shchina. On your way out, go out and not in. You can't be in machane leviya. Means you should go out of Machane Leviya and then go. Don't even go in to Machane Shechina. Because if what Rashi explains with only one pasuk, I would have said it just means going out of Machane Shechina. But with a double pasuk, I could say it means go out of even of Machane Leviya. Don't go in is referring to Machane Shechina, which is the opposite way we Darshan did a couple of lines ago. Finishing up, Maska v'la Ravina, Ema idi v'idi the Machane Shechina v'lavar lava asevalosa. Say maybe it's all referring to the same Machane Shechina, and it's just to make you violate with an ase and a losa ase. But it's not refer- and really the Balkari only goes out of one Machane. So Im Kane says the Gemara no, Le Makra v'yatzal michos l'Machane v'lo yavo el toch. The Mishnah should have, the pasuk should have said one word Machane. Don't go in and go out. Hamachane lamali. Why does it have to have the extra word, another word of hamachane? Shmamina litin lo machane acheres. It's to teach me another machane, meaning he goes out of two machanos. Again, this is very halacha lamaisa, but I spoke a little bit about it yesterday, and that is in terms of being on harabayis, in terms of chayalim doing guard duty, in terms of going to be able to do guard duty up there where you're allowed to go. If you look in all the halachic literature from 1967, all the Goliath Poskim wrote about this, because that's when it became lamaisa, Baruch Hashem, that you have to, the frum soldiers who want to know, you have to go to the mikvah, you're allowed to wear your wallets up there, what about shoes, you're not allowed to go into the harabayis with shoes on, they have to know various halachas, what's sakana safashas, what's not sakana safashas, what about the mechilos that we referred to yesterday underground, where does the kedusha end, what about the southern excavations, what about, all this is very lamaisa, Rav Zsolti wrote about it, Rav Adi Yosef wrote about it, all the chief rabbis wrote about it, 1967, that's where the action took place, but this is one of the important gemaras related to that, because again, all of us, we can't do anything about our tamimei status, there's no paraduma, but we can do something about our balkari status, you know, we can go to the mikvah with all the halachas of chatzitza, and go to the mikvah properly, and then we could be matar ourselves from at least the status of Balkari. Okay, so now we got back to what the Mishnah had been talking about at the beginning of the parak. The Mishnah had said, Michui Karava. The Mishnah, if you remember, at the beginning on Samachemabes, the Mishnah had said four avodos which were Docha Shabbos. And the rest were not Docha Shabbos. The Mishnah had said, back at the beginning of the parak, Shvitaso, Shechting, the Karban Pesach, is when Erev Pesach put on Shabbos. Shechting is Docha Shabbos, sprinkling the Dam is Docha Shabbos, Michui Karavav, some type of cleaning out the intestines, which we're going to talk about now, is Docha, and Haktaras Chalavav, and also burning the fats, all that is Docha Shabbos. But the roasting and the other type of cleaning is not. So it says the Gemara, Michui Krava, my Michui Krava, what does that mean? What exactly is the cleansing of the innards? So 2 days. Rav Huna Amar Shemen Nakvan Besakin. Rav Huna says it means that you pierce it with a knife to make a nekev, menakvan. You pierce the intestines with a knife, and the waste comes out of the animal. You don't want it to smell, it's not covetic for the kachim. So you get that out. Because again, the Karban Pesach is roasted whole. Unlike most other carbonos, you're going to roast it whole, you're going to take out the insides, but most of it's going to be in whole. If you want to get rid of the waste product, so that's how you get rid of it. Chia barav amar, a little different. Shirka demaya, denafka agav duchka de sakina. Shirka demaya means that the inside layer of the intestines has a slimy type of gook, type of material, and you take a knife and you scratch the inside in order to get it out. You don't just suffice with whatever comes out. You have to do a little more. You have to scrape inside in order to get out using duchka de sakina. That's a term that comes up in Yoredeya, the pressure of the knife. But it means here that you use the pressure of the knife in order to get out the real putrid stuff that's inside the intestines. Amar Belazar, my time at the Chiyah Barav. What's the reason for Chiyah Barav who darshens it this second way, that it's talking about the real putrid, not just the stuff that's loose inside, but the stuff that's on the inside layer. The Chsiv on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Charvos Mechim Garim Yochelu. The Charvos Mechim, Mechim are fat ones, the ruins from a churva. The Charvos Sarim, the ruins of the fat ones, Garim Yochelu, strangers will eat. So, my Masha, what does that have anything to do with us? Kitab Targim, Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef is Batargim, Tosfos says in a number of places, Rav Yosef was always the Matargim, he was the Sagi Nahar, so he was into Tirgum. V'nechseihon dirishia tzadikaya yachsanun. The Pasuk really means the nechasim, the assets of the Rishaim, Tzadikim will inherit. Tzadikim will come in. So you see, mechim, fat ones, is a lashon of rishaim. It's ra, it's bad, it's putrid. So that's how you know mechim. And here we're talking about michui kravav, the same word. That's referring to something that's bad and putrid. That's the remez in the pasuk. How we know it's not just talking about piercing, but it's talking about wiping out this foul material. So now, once we've quoted that pasuk, so we darshan the second half of that pasuk. The ra'u kvasim kidavram. The kvasim, the sheep, will graze kidavram like davram. What does that mean? Amar Abishashi bar Yirmiya Amar Rav kimidubar bam. It means the sheep, which Rashi quotes, is Knesset Yisrael. The Jews will graze like was said about them. So my kimidubar bam, what does that mean? Amar Abaya. Abaya says referring to the first half of the pasuk. V'charvos mechem geirim yochelu. The shacks and the ruins of the mechim, of the rishaim, the Jews will eat. The Jews will eat. The tzaddikim will come and take. So Amalei Rava, Rava says, Bishlami iksev charvos kidaka amrit. Okay, if there was no vav in the middle of these two phrases in the pasuk, then you can say that the second part is referring back to the first part. What does it mean that the Jews are going to get their reward? It means they're going to get the houses of the rishaim. But hashad iksev vicharvos, but there's a vav. So obviously it's talking about two different things. So milsach risi kamar, it's talking about two different things. So what's the difference? What is it referring to? So elam harav the following. Kedir chanan elam harav. Damar chanan elam harav. This is what the pasuk is referring to. Asidin tzadikim sheyichyu es hameisim. Lost in love out. Tzadikim will do tchias hameisim. They will be partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do tchias hameisim. How do you know? Ksev hacha v'ra'u kvasim kedavram. The pasuk here says the sheep will, the word is ra'u. We're going to have a drasha with ra'u. Will shepherd kedavram. Will graze like davram. Ksev hasam. And it says, yiru, same word. Yiru, bashan v'gilad kimei olam. Bashan and Gilad will graze like the days of old. And who are Bashan and Gilad? Bashan is a reference to Elisha. Gilad is a reference to Eliyahu, who were both Mechaya Mesim. So therefore, it's CR2, it says that B'nai Yisrael, all B'nai Yisrael will be Yiru. Same word was used by Elisha and Eliyahu. So that's the remez that all Tzadikim, Lasalavo, will have the Koach of Tchias HaMesim. Bashan, where do you see that Bashan and Gilad have these references? Bashan ze Eliyahu, Bashan ze Elisha, Habamina Bashan. Bashan is a reference to Elisha that comes from Bashan. Maybe that was a slip in that the Kasha of the Achronim is, why is Elisha talked about first here? Elisha was the Talmud. Eliyahu was the Rebbe. So why was Elisha talked about first here explained? So the Marsha says, because Elisha was Mechaya 2 Mesim in Navi, while Eliyahu was only Mechaya 1 Mes. But the Ben Yoyada is a little different shot. Why is Elisha first? Vaniya Hedyod, he quotes the Marsha, who says what I just said twice. Vaniya Hedyod nearly besat Deshmaya, Lefisha be Elisha, Ikarabusa Tfe. It's a bigger Kiddush by Elisha. Mipresha Eliyahuzal, Kodim Shabala Olamazeh Haya Malach Shamayim. Viachagach Allah Besaira Beshamayim. Vachaz Elios Malach. Eliyahu was a Malach beforehand, a Malach afterwards. So he was already in the world of Malachim. So for him to do Tchias HaMesim, not such a big Kiddush. But over here, Vekibadayim Tchilaso Malach. V'sofa malach eim bezachidish kol kach shechis ameis kasher hayav Elisha shahaya yulud isha mamish lakach hiktim as Elisha, the bigger chiddush that Elisha did it because he was totally human. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the power. Vashenkev and Eliyahu, he was already up there, right? We know Eliyahu, the Gemara's in Erevin spoke about where Eliyahu, how can he come from outside the tchum by a bris, right? It's we prove whether there's tchum l'malam yasara in the Gemara's in the middle of Erevin. So that's why Eliyahu is already in the world of malachim. Close to the world of Malachim, Ashkenazi and Elisha. That's why Elisha is a bigger chiddush. That's why we list him first. Anyway, Bashan is Elisha Bamina Bashan. Bashan is a reference to Elisha that comes from Bashan. Shneamar v'yanai v'shafat b'Bashan v'ksiv, and the word shafat is was in Bashan. V'ksiv po Elisha ben shafat. Shafat was Elisha's father. Asher yatzak ma'amal Eliyahu that served Eliyahu that poured water for Eliyahu. So you see, Bashan is a reference to Elisha. Gilad ze Eliyahu, Shneamar b'yomer Eliyahu ha-tishbi, mitosha ve-gilad. We sing it, Eliyahu ha-tishbi, Eliyahu ha-giladi. Right, so Gilad is a reference to Eliyahu. The Marsha also points out something interesting, that Dafka, Bashan, and Gilad are used for the words to refer to Elisha and Eliyahu. These are both places outside of Israel. Right, Bashan and Gilead are both to the east side of the Jordan. So why is it used? So it says the Marsha, it's a reference, and we're talking about Tchias HaMesim here. So Venira Denakat Bashan VeGilad Shehein Einon Me Iker Eretz Yisrael Lomar Sha'af HaMesim Shebechutz La'aretz Yizku L'Tchias HaMesim Al Yedei HaTzadikim. When it says the Tzadikim are going to be B'chai HaMesim, Dafka, these two words from Chutz La'aretz are used to teach me that, of course, we know the Gemara at the end of Ksubis said that there's a special schus to be buried in the Afar of Eretz Yisrael. The greatest schus is to live in Israel. But if you didn't live in Israel, at least there's a schus to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, the Kvura in Eretz Yisrael. But says the Marsha, this Gemara is a reference that even if somebody is buried outside of Israel in Chutz La'aretz, the Tchias HaMesim will take place al Yedei HaTzadikim. V'yalpi Mashakasa b'Midrashos, like the Midrashim say, V'hajadei HaTzadikim ha'nekbarim b'Chutz La'aretz yisku gam shar mesim sham l'gilgul u'mechilos. So that's why Dafka uses Bashan and Gilad to have a reference to Mesei Chutz La'aretz. Right, the Gemara's and Ksubas talk about whatever that means. Are they going to have to roll? Whatever that means. We don't know what it means, but they're going to have to chiyas ha-mesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of how. First wide line. Here we go. Amr Shua Bar Achmeni, Amr Abyonis, Anasizim, Tzadikim, Sheyichyu Mesim. The future Tzadikim will be B'chayim Mesim. Shenemar, a different pasuk. Od Yeshu, Zakeinim, Zakeinos, Berchavos, Yerushalayim. There will be a day that elders will be sitting in the streets of Yerushalayim, Be'ish Mish'an Tobiyado, Merov Yamim. And each man will have a staff in their hand. So you see the word staff is a few to the Jews in the future. Viksiv, and it says by Elisha, Visamta Mishanti Opnei Hanar. Right, when he was Machaya the Yella, the child. So the same word, Mishanti, is used. So that's a reference that you know to Tchias HaMesim. Okay, now we talk a little bit about the days of the future. Yemosa Mashiach and Olam Haba. Ula. Rami Ksiv. Ula says there's a steer between two psukim. One pasuk says, Bila HaMavis LaNetzach, that death will seize forever, v'ksiv ki anar ben me'ashana yamus. Right, and another pasuk says that a child 100 years old will die. So again, he will still be a child when he dies at 100. He'll still be called a child, but still, you see, there will be death. So is there will be death, or will there not be death? So lokasha kan be Yisrael kan ba'akum, by idolaters. How most of this is translated by idolaters, by those by Bnei Yisrael, there won't be any more death. But those who do not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then there will be death. Idolaters are going to be in Olam Haba, in Yos HaMashiach, whatever. We'll get to what in a second. So what will the Ovdei Kachavim be doing there, Bechal? In Olam Haba, it should be just the people who believed in Hashem. Dechsiv, says the Gemara, no. V'amdu zarim v'ra'u tzonachem, strangers will stand up and graze your sheep. U'bnei nechar ikarechem v'karmechem. Yeah, you'll have people who work in your vineyards, people who work on your land. They'll serve. The people who do not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be serving those who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next, Rav Chizda. We had Ula and Rav Chizda. Rami Ksiv, V'chafer halavana u'bosha hachama. The pasuk says that in future days, the moon and the sun will be embarrassed and want to hide. V'chafer halavana, the moon will be hidden and the chama will be embarrassed. V'ksiv, v'haya oral v'arakara chamel, v'ara chama t'yeshev asayim koshev asayamim. But then another pasuk says, it'll be shining and the light of the sun will be 7 times fold. If you have 7 days worth of sun, it'll be even more than that. So it seems that, in other words, the sun will be very strong in the future. So is the sun going to be nothing? Is the sun going to be something very strong? So lo kasha, says the Gemara, kan lo olam haba, kan li yemos ha-mashiach. It depends if it's olam haba or yemos ha-mashiach, which the Gemara says is 2 different stages that is going to occur. During yemos ha-mashiach, that comes first. So that is, the sun will still be there, and it'll be even stronger. Mashiach, and after that, in Olam Haba, Rashi here explains, Shelo Yehei Ba'olam El Aziv Zohar Umarishchina. The light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be all over, so then the sun will be nothing. The sun will be nothing because the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will really light up the world. So there's a difference between Olam Haba and Yemos HaMashiach. Continues the Gemara, Ul Shmuel de Amar, the statement of Shmuel, what about the Shmuel who says, Ein bein olam hazel yemos haMashiach alashivin malchias bavad ma'ikal meimar. Rav Shmuel says that there's no difference between today and yemos haMashiach, except that we won't be subjugated to the nations. Everything will stay exactly as it is now. So what do you mean? Even the sun's not going to change. Even yemos haMashiach, which is the first stage that's going to occur, according to Shmuel, there shouldn't be any difference. What do you mean the sun's going to be greater than it is now? So according to Shmuel, how do you answer up these 2 psukim? So says the Gemara, idi v'idi l'olam haba. Really, both are referring to olam haba after yemos haMashiach. Because according to Shmuel, during yemos haMashiach, nothing's going to change, except that Bnei Yisrael will rule the world, will be able to set up a malchus beis David, be able to work on the base of Migdash, will be able to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, Benachas and Bishalom. So according to him, nothing's going to change in Yemos HaMashiach. Both of these psukim are referring to Olam Haba. V'lo kasha kan b'machan shchina kan b'machan tzadikim. And the difference is whether it's machan shchina or machan tzadikim. We don't exactly know what that means, but machan tzadikim, we say the sun will have some shining ability, but in machan shchina, getting close to the shchina, kabayacho, so there the sun will be meaningless, based in comparison, in relative terms, to the shining of a Kadosh Baruch. Again, this is an area which we usually stay away from, and we will stay away from, but just to mention one machlokas, and then mention that we shouldn't really be focusing so much on the machlokas. But just to mention it. Machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam. All the Rishonim discuss what's going to be Lo Asil Lavo. Nobody's obviously sure what's going to happen, but based on Psukim, based on Gemaras, based on Midrashim, what do you say? So the Ramban writes in Shar HaGmul and other places, the Ramban writes, Mavur B'Gemara Zu, in our Gemara, it's clear, She'olam haba b'loshen chachamim eino olam haneshamos. Says the Ramban, we're talking about the sun here. We're talking about the sun shining, not going to shine, it's going to be there. Says the Ramban, you know what you see from this Gemara? That olam haba is going to be with physical bodies. Olam haba is not going to be just souls flying around. Ela olam she'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chadsho la'achar yemos HaMashiach v'tchiyas HaMeisim. Says the Ramban, olam haba is going to be a time. What does haba mean? It's not here yet. Hashem didn't create it yet. Olam haba, that will come in the future. And there will be a time where there will be a physical bodies. Ubavadai, bein Shmuel, bein Acholkim Alav, einim Mefarshim Shi'ar Avadakar Acham of Olam HaNeshamos. The sun, the moon, you can't be talking about Olam HaNeshamos. It can't be just a spiritual world. Because then the sun, what, it's all figurative? Says the Ramban, it's not all figurative. Ela Karu Hazman Sha'achar Tchiyas HaMeisim Olam Haba. Says the Ramban, first is going to be a somewhat of an Olam HaNeshamos, but there's going to be Yemos HaMashiach, which is similar to Olam HaZeh, then there's going to be a Tchiyas HaMeisim, and then there's going to be an Olam HaBa, which is going to be a physical world. The Av Sha'amru Chazal, and even though Chazal says the Ramban, Olam HaBa, Ein Bo Lo Achila Velo Shasiya, there's not going to be any eating and drinking in Olam HaBa. El Tzadikim Yoshim V'Atrosim V'Rashim and enemies of HaShchina. All we're going to be doing is benefiting from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein kavanasim shezeh olam haneshamos bilvad. Still doesn't mean that it's going to be the olam of souls. Why? Ela yichyu haguf v'hanefesh below achila v'shasiya. We'll have physical bodies without eating. Haraya, like who? Like who? Ukimo Moshe Rabbeinu b'har Sinai. Arbaim yom b'arbaim laila. Lechem lo achol mayim lo shasa. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu was physical, yet he survived without eating and drinking, because he was in that type of world. So to us, that's what's going to be. The Ikers Char Mitzvahs, Olam Zeh, Hu Shehu Olam Haba, etc., etc., etc. Then he continues. That is how the Ramban views Olam Haba, exactly the order, what's Tchiyas HaMeisim, what's Yemos HaMashiach. Somehow, Yemos HaMashiach comes first, and then some type of Tchiyas HaMeisim, and then comes Olam Haba, but that is what the Ramban says. And the Rambam, once that I just finished, the Rambam is against this. You look at the Rambam in a number of places, you look in his Hakdama Techelek, I'm going to read you from Hilchos Tshuva, in Peraches, the Rambam writes, Olam Haba, Ein Bo Guf Ugviya. No Guf and Gviya, no physical. Ela Nefashos HaTzedikim Bilvad, Bilo Guf Kamalach HaYasharis. And since there's no physical bodies, ein bo lo achila v'lo shasiya, and there's nothing physical. El tzadikim yoshvim v'akrosim v'rashem v'nani mizev hashchina. The same exact brisa quoted by the Ramban. But the Ramban says that means you're physical, but it's a nes. Rather, the Rambam says no. Umau, what does it mean, nana mizev hashchina? She yodin umasikin ma'amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, your nana? That you achieve the true MS. You achieve, da'as of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, I think this is l'shitaso, based on 5 or 10 different machloksim we've discussed over the past couple of months, how the Rambam is always the rationalist, and the Ramban is more into Kabbalah, into Nisim. Remember we had a couple weeks ago, how do they view Nisim? The Rambam had said everything is pre-programmed. Because if Hashem has to do an ace in the middle, it's not nice. Everything is teva, says the Rambam. And the Ramban says just the opposite, at the end of Parshas Bo. He says, really, everything is nace. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws in a few nisim gluyim to reflect that everything is nace. This is how they view nisim and teva. This is how they view the mashedim and malachim. And then I think this is also parallel. According to the Ramban, Olam Haba is going to be a miraculous existence. Miraculous. You're going to have physical bodies. You're not going to have to eat. So l'shitaso, it's going to be an ace. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? You're going to have physical bodies and not eating? No. There's not going to be bodies. There's not going to be anything physical. So it's more l'shitaso, there's nothing physical, but it's more rational in that there's not going to be anything physical, no eating, no drinking, nothing. It's going to be olam haneshamos. Right, so that is a general machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Before I take the questions, just to note that the Rambam himself writes in Hilchos Malachim, the last parak in Mishnah Torah. He says, after he discusses these items, speaks about Gog Magog a little bit, and then he says, "V'kol elu advarim b'chayotzi b'hen lo yeda adam hech yiyu ad sheyiyu." Nobody's really going to know what's going to happen until it happens. Shedvarim stumim heim eitzel hanaviim. These things are closed to the prophets, to the prophets even. It's stumim to the neviim. Gama chachamim ein lahem kabbalah bedvarim elu el bihechrab sukim. They try to figure out the al kolpanim ein seder havayis dvarim elu velo dikdukan ikr bedas. It's not something to spend time on. It's not a tenet of our faith to know exactly what's going to happen in the future. Ula olam lo yisasik adam bedivrei agados velo yarech bedivrei drashos ha'amurim binyanim elu velo yisimam ikur. Don't spend your time trying to figure it out. She'enin mevien lo lidei ahava velo lidei yira. It doesn't bring you closer to Avas Hashem or Yiras Hashem to try to figure out what's going to happen. Do mitzvahs, be a good Jew. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And whatever happens will happen. Lo yachshav akitzin. Don't try to figure out when Mashiach's going to come. We do our best and we'll bring Mashiach as fast as we can. But that is, so they have their shitos, but in general, to ask kashas of what's going to be, or what, you know, we don't know. We don't know, says the Rambam. We have, every Rishon has their best guess, and the Gra says there are two Yamos of Mashiachs. It's complicated, but that is just a general, some of them, but the Ramban uses Arkambara as an anchor because it talks about the sun and the moon, Bisman, Olam Haba. So that's what he uses that to show that it's a physical existence.
Rashi specifically said that means that there won't be a sun.
Right, Rashi originally says, "Shelo yeh ba'olam ela ziv zor marishchina." So does that mean there won't be a sun at all, or there won't be a light of the sun? Okay, but he might be like the Rambam in Achinami. There might not be a sun. Don't take it literally.
Also, what according to the Ramban, what is the purpose of having a physical existence without physical challenges?
Right. What's the purpose of having a physical existence without physical challenges? Well, that's before the chait of Adam and Chava. There was no Yetzer Hara. The ultimate purpose of this world is Bechira, and to overcome. But that world is the Olam HaSchar. Whatever we do in this world, we will get Schar, you know, in the next world from that. But that's the Olam HaSchar. It's not, it could be physical, but it'll be a world of Kabbalah. It won't be a world of earning. Earning is this world, and Olam HaBa, right in the Mishnah Perkei Avos. This is a Pruzdor, the Olam HaBa. We don't paskin. There's no psak. Like Rambam says, there's no psak. We don't paskin. No, it's not in Shulchan Aruch. So it doesn't matter what we paskin. We paskin that we should do mitzvahs and learn Torah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring whatever it is very soon. Continues the Gemara. Rava Rami Ksiv Ani Amis Vachaya Viksiv Machasi Vanei Erpa. The Pasuk says in Dvarim in Hazinu, Hashem says, I will cause to die, and then I will make live. And the very next part says, I will cause to have a wound, vaniyarpa, and then I will heal. So says the Gemara, Hash achuyi machayi marpilo koshkein. If Hashem's going to do tchias amesim, of course he's going to make people better from sickness. So what's the chiddush? If he's going to do tchias amesim, there's no greater than that. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, no, this is the chiddush. Mash ani meimis ani machayi kmosha machasi vaniyarpa. You might have read the pasuk. As if you just said ani amisva achayeh, you might have read the pasuk to mean I will cause to die those who are living, but then I will cause people to be born, and then they will never die. So says the second half of the pasuk. No, just like sickness and healing is talking about the same person, so too amisva achayeh is talking about the same person. So that's why you have the second part of the pasuk. Taner Rabbanan, similar. Taner Rabbanan, ani amisva achayeh, I will cause to die, and then I will make live. Yachol misa echa bechayim beechad, I might think I'll cause one person to die, and the other person will cause to live. Kederach sholam noheg, and it won't be different than today. Tamalomar, machasi vaniyarpa, mamaka refuah beechad, just like sickness and healing is in one person. Af misa vachayim beechad, mikan tshuva laomrim, ein tchias hamesim min hatorah. And this pasuk is a reference. This pasuk in Dvarim is a remes to tchias hamesim mida oraisa. Again, because many of the Rishonim already talk about how the schar of Olam HaBa is not described in the Torah. A, because we can't understand it. We wouldn't be able to understand, have a hasaga. But number two is that, you know, it's a hidden world. And says the, and therefore this tchias hamesim not mefurish in the Torah anywhere. So a number of times Chazal say, this is a remes of tchias hamesim in the Torah. Oz Yashir Moshe. Rashi quotes remes of tchias hamesim in the Torah. So here too is another one, it's a remes. Davar acher, betchila mashani memis ani mechayeh, v'hada mashu v'chatzim ani erpa. Or say it means this, first Hashem will cause to be alive. There's an interesting Chazal, that first Hashem will memis, but then he'll be mechayeh mesim, and then he will heal those who were sick. that he first going to bring them alive. Let's say somebody, the question people ask, are people are going to be healed? What are they going to be? Right, the different Gemaras about what they're going to be wearing by Tchias HaMesim and what they're going to be. So here's a Chazal where the Gemara says that they're going to call, they're first going to become alive, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to heal them and make them all healthy. Yeah, Alex. Where does it mention Mashiach, that
the first time?
Right. Well, we didn't need it. Well,
at the end of the Torah,
where we're going into about to go into Eretz Yisrael, we don't have to talk about Mashiach yet. We're on our way to go to the Beis Hamikdash to go into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua ben Nun. So again, it comes up in the Navi once we're thrown out, once there's a korban that we have to look for a savior. Moshe Rabbeinu was our I mean the Gemara's the there's Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. There are different allusions.
At the time when they built the first Beis HaMikdash, were they thinking of Mashiach?
In the first Beis HaMikdash, that was supposed to be forever. The first Beis HaMikdash. The second one, we'll talk about it on Tuesday night for the Haggadah Shir. Maybe not, but the first one was supposed to be forever. Okay, let's continue. The Hector Chalavav. Okay, so now we get back a little bit to the Mishnah, and then we get back on to other great inyanim. The Hector Chalavav. The Mishnah had said that the burning of the fats also is Docha Shabbos. Tanya Amar Reb Shimon Bo Rei Kama Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Wow, says the Gemara. How beloved and great is a mitzvah in its proper, not only in its proper, in its lechachila time. Shaharei, after all, Hector Chalavim Ve'Evarim Upadarim Kisherim Chalalaila. Really, the burning of the fats and the limbs can be done at night. So if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, really, you can wait till the night to burn it. Yet, the Mishnah says, Ve'Evamtinelem Mashatachshach, but the Bnei Yisrael and the Kohanim were so excited, they wanted to burn it in its Lechachila time, which is now, and that's Zrizus, even is Docha Shabbos. Again, the Lechachila time period is Docha Shabbos. Is Docha Shabbos. Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. That phrase is quoted in a number of places. But it says, L'chadchila, we're always supposed to do mitzvahs when we can and not to push them off. Continues the Gemara, Harkava Aso V'Hava Aso. So if you remember, the Mishnah had quoted, though, there are some derabbanans that are not allowed when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. One of them was Chatichas Yabalto. Cutting off these warts, these pimples that the animal has, which even though you use do it in an unusual way, it's only Asur Midrabanan. The Tanakama of the Mishnah had said it is Asur on Shabbos. Ein Dochanas a Shabbos. And we're going to ask now, we have the same Gemara we had in Mesechas Eirvin at the end. Raminu, we have a Brisa that said it is Docha Shabbos. Chotchin Yabelas Bamikdash. You're allowed to cut off this wart in the Mikdash, Avalob Medina, but not outside the base of the Mikdash. Why? Because it's only Durabanan and Ein Shvus Bamikdash. Vim Bekli Kanvakan Asur. Okay, fine. If you would use a scissors or a cutter, that would be Asur in both, because that would be a Daraisa. But question mark, our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to cut off the Yabelas on Shabbos, and the Brisa says you can. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, two answers. One opinion says that both the Mishnah and the Brisa, you're doing it with your hands. But the difference is whether it is still moist, and that is usher, because it is really connected if it's still moist, and it's really an issue of gozes. And here it's dry, so it's not really connected anymore. It's already dried off. The Chadam, or the other opinion, says no. Both say he's talking about lach. Vokasha kabiyat habakli. The difference is whether you're using your hands, that is mutter, because that's a derabanan, that's shvus b'mikdash, that's the brisa, and bakli, that's the mishnah, where it is usher. So now the Gemara is going to say, why didn't each one hold of the other one? According to the one who made the chiluk of yad and kli, my time alo amar idibi idibi yad velo kasha habalacha b'yavesha. Why did the one who said yad versus kli not say lach versus yavesh? So amalacha yavesha mifra pircha. We don't need a brisa to teach me that it's mutter to cut off a dry one, because it's brittle and it just falls apart when you take it off. So obviously that's not gozes. Obviously it's not connected anymore. So that can't be what the brisa is teaching me, because that's obviously mutter. And what about the other way? According to the one who makes the chilek of lach and yavesh, my time of the Amar Idi Idi Balacha Vokasha Habiyad Habakli. Why didn't they make the chiluk of Yad and Kli? So Amalacha, Yad and Kli meaning what? And it would end up be saying that the Mishnah is talking about Kli, and that's Usur, and the Brice is talking about Yad, and that's Mutter. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? Amalacha, Kli, Haktani Asur, maybe Kli Klamakan Usur. What do you mean? The second half of the Brice says in Mefurish that it's Usur but Kli. So how can you say the Mishnah is talking about Kli? We already know it from a Brice. What in Chitz would the Mishnah be teaching me? So that's why he doesn't like that chiluk. V'idach, but what about the other one who does make that chilek? Hadik tani kli hacha plugter blazer Rabbi Yeshua slash minan. No, the chiddush would be that fine. Our Mishnah says kli, but the chiddush of the brisa would be the machlokas. I'm sorry, the chiddush of the Mishnah would be the machlokas between Rabbi Blazer and Rabbi Yeshua. That's why it wouldn't be so bad to state it twice. Period. Okay, two dots. Oma Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. I'm sorry, Oma Blazer. Uma im shchita v'chulu. If you remember the conversation in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer had been the one who held that these Durabanans were not Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua says they were Docha Shabbos. And Rabbi Yeshua brings a Raya. Rabbi Yeshua says, hey, what about Yontif? On Yontif, you have some malachos that are mutter, right? Cooking and other malachos that are mutter on Yontif. And yet, there are certain Durabanans that are still usher. So too, maybe real, that's what the Rabbi Yeshua says. So too, you know, you should say these are still usser. Says Rabbi Lazar, I said back, Maza Yehoshua on the fourth line of the Mishnah. Maraya Rishus Lamitzvah. How could you bring me a raya from Rishus, which is just cooking on Yantif, to a mitzvah to our case of Karban Pesach? So that was the Lashon of Rabbi Lazar to Rabbi Yeshua. What do you bring me a raya of Rishus to a mitzvah? So what's Rabbi Yeshua's answer going to be? So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua just went on to another Raya. But regarding this issue, what's Rabbi Yeshua's answer going to be? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua's answer going to be is that it's not comparing Rishus to a mitzvah. Cooking on Yantif is also a mitzvah. And that's how we get into the issue of eating on Yantif. Rabbi Yeshua l'taymei, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua's l'shitaso to Omar simchas Yantif nami mitzvahi. I'm not comparing apples and oranges. They're both mitzvahs. Karban Pesach is a mitzvah, and simchas Yantif is a mitzvah. Ditanya, famous brisa, machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. How do you celebrate Yantif? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein lo v'adam b'yantif, ela o ochav v'shos, o yoshev v'shoneh. Rabbi Eliezer says, what do you do on Yantif? Either be totally physically involved or totally spiritually involved. Eat, drink, and be merry. That's one way to have Simchas Yantif. Or sit and learn all day. Either or. Rabbi Yeshua says, we paskin chalkehu. No, you gotta split it up. Chetzila achila v'shasiyah, v'chetzila beis ha-medrash. Split it up. Half, this was called chetzila shem, v'chetzila chem. What do you mean chalkehu? Split it up. Why don't you say Chetzi Lashem Chalkeu? Split it up. So I saw the who is it here? The Imre Emes. The Gera Rebbe says, we spoke about this in the past a little bit, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, where it has Maimed Har Sinai take two, the less known actions, what happened at Har Sinai, are described. Moshe Rabbeinu shechs a karbon, and the dam is split. And he takes half of the dam and sprinkles it on the mizbeach, half of the dam sprinkles on the am, and then they say nasa v'nishma. And at the end of mishpatim over there, let me just find the pasuk here. The end of mishpatim, it says vayikach Moshe es hadam vayizrok al ha'am. I'm sorry, previously. Vayikach Moshe chatzi hadam vayasem ba'aganos. Vachatzi hadam zorak on the mizbeach. Half the dam he sprinkled on the mizbeach, and half the dam he put in the bowls. So Rashi asks, half the dam? It doesn't say that he split the dam. Michal Keyu, who split the dam? Says Rashi. And Rashi says, anybody remember? Bam Malach v'chal Keyu. Malach came and split it. Ask for Putner. We had the great friend of our Putner. What do you need a Malach to split the dam for? Just Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't say he split it. So Moshe Rabbeinu split it. What's the big deal? Split the dam in half. Half on the Mizbeach, half on the people. So Rav Hudner had said at the time, we had this in the Drasha, that so nobody, because on the Mizbeach symbolizes Ben Adam Lamakom, and on the people symbolizes Ben Adam Lachaveiro. And Chas V'Shalom, somebody should say one is more than the other. The Malach comes and makes them exactly equal. That was Rav Hudner's vard about that. But here, the Imre Emes says exactly the same, similar point in that we can't be so exact. We can't be so exact. So that's why he says, Chalkehu. So he says, we're on the Madriga Malachim when it comes to Yantif. And that's why Chalkehu, he says, based on that Rashi in Mishpatim, we split it to Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem, because we're all like Malachim on Yantif, and we have the ability to enjoy Yantif, both Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Lachem. Okay, for Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vishrei Mikronecha Darshu, both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, who have opposite ways of involving themselves in Yantif, Darshu in the same pasuk. Because of Echad Omer, Atzeres Lashem Alokecha. One pasuk says it should be Atzeres for Hashem. Because of Echad Omer, Atzeres Yelachem. And one pasuk says it's Atzeres for you. And note, though these two are referring to two different Yemen Tovim. The first Atzeres is referring to the Shvi Shal Pesach, and the second one is referring to Shmini Atzeres. But we assume all Yom Tovim are the same, or all one big unit. So it says Atzeres for you, Atzeres for Hashem. So which is it? So Rabbi Elazar Savar is a choice. O Kulo Hashem, O Kulo Lachem. Rabbi Yeshua Savar Chalkeu, Chatzil Hashem, V'Chatzil Lachem. So that is the Machlokas. Fine. Okay, now we have three exceptions to the rule. Three exceptions. Shavuot Shabbos Purim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hakol Modim Ba'atzeres, Tzvina Nami Lachem. Now everybody agrees on Shavuos. Even Rabbi Lazar, who says you usually have a choice, he would agree that on Shavuos you have to eat. You can't spend your time learning on Shavuos. Why? My taima yom shenitna bo Torah. It's a day that you got the Torah. So the question that is asked by the millions, the myriad of commentaries, you know, shouldn't it be just the opposite? You know, everybody says Shavuos dafka, then you should have lachem. Dafka, then you should have kul Hashem. So Rashi says, Ribin nami lachem, across from where the Gilin Hashas is, laharos shenoach umakubo yomzel yisrael shenitna Torah bo. You get the Shulchanish Baruch Hu. You happy about getting the Torah? So that's what Rashi says. So again, you might ask, so what do you mean? So sit and learn all day. Wouldn't that be showing how happy you are? So again, many of the Bali Musar say maybe it's based on a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Peches, where Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing with the angels, saying that, you know, angels want to say, why are you giving him the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, what do you mean? It's for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you answer them, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. Moshe says, do you kill people? It says, Lo Tirtzach. Do you have parents? It says, Kibbutz Avayim. Were you in Mitzrayim? And he goes on, the Malachim say, oh, you're right. So many of the Bali Musar say, that's exactly what the Pshat is here. Davka on Shavuos, we have to celebrate why we keep the Torah. Because the purpose of the Torah is, in Phil, like Menachem said before, it's in the physical world. That's the Galus of Shavuos. We're showing why we got the Torah. So Davka, we celebrate our physical existence, and in that way, we can celebrate having the Torah. Right? That was Davka given to us, and not to Malachim. So Rav Schachter has a beautiful piece in Ikvei Atzon, in on page Reish Ayin Beis, or Ayin Reish Beis, where he talks about this concept that Hakomodim Ba'atzeres, why Shavuos? Because Yom Shenitna Bo Torah Hu. There's a special Mechayiv whenever there's a Siyum or a Suda, or, I'm sorry, an event of Kabbalah HaTorah, a completion of Torah, there's a mitzvah to make a Suda. The Ramban at the end of Mishpatim says that Vayechzu Es Elokim Vayochel Vayishtu Mikan Osim Suda Lagomer Shel Torah. One of the makoros for Simchas Torah. Why we make a party and so happy? One of the makoros of a siyum. Whenever you make a siyum, whenever you have a completion, you get to a certain level in Liman Torah, you make a party, and that's Shavuos. You get the Torah, you make a party, and that's that's by Simchas Torah. And that's even we're gonna have Purim also is gonna be an exception in a minute. Purim also everybody's gonna agree you need lachem because it says Mishtev Simcha. But what's behind that? Again, we know Purim was kimu v'kiblu kimu v'shikiblu kfar. Purim was a day of Kabbalah Satorah. Another day of Kabbalah Satorah. So that's also why you have a suta. But then Rav Schachter adds, this is his chiddush, that it says in the Gemara in Yevamos, or even before that, the Gemara in Brachas, Hanenem Yisudas Chasin V'Kala V'Einu Mesamcho. It's very bad if you're not Mesameach Chasin V'Kala. And what if you're Mesameach Chasin V'Kala? What does the Gemara say? Zoche L'Torah. You get Torah if you're Mesameach Chasin V'Kala. Maha Kesher. Why is that Mida Keneged Mida? So Rav Schachter quotes the Gemara in Yevamos that says, Shari below Isha, Shari below Torah. Somebody can't learn properly. He's not a complete person until he gets married. Once he gets married, then he's mushlam in terms of his limud haTorah. So really, a wedding also, part of this reason of the Sudas Nisuin is this Zman of Kabbalah haTorah, just like Shavuos, just like Purim. So that's Mida Keneged Mida. If you're Mesamech, if you take part in that Suda, Sameach Chasan Akala, so then also you're Zochel Torah, because that is Mida Keneged Mida. So if you look there in Simon Lamates, Os Yud Aleph, regarding Sudas Nisuin. So, first exception is Shavuos. Amar Rava, Hakol Modim, number two. Hakol Modim B'Shabbos, Tibin Anam Elachem. Shabbos is exception number two. My Taima, the Pazit says in Shayon Nun Ches, V'Karasal Shabbos Oneg, right? Oneg Shabbos. Yeah, not for now, we don't have time. Oneg Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, differences, the Gra, Kavod Shabbos is before Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos is on Shabbos, but the midst of Oneg Shabbos, also you're not allowed to fast. Amar of Yosef, third exception, Hakol Modim B'Purim, Dibin Anam Elachem. Also, everybody agrees by Purim that you need Lachem, that you have to have a Suda. By Taima, you may mishtev is simcha ksivbe, because it says a days of party and simcha, so that's why also you have to have a suda. Again, there's a well-known Levush, that the Levush explains the difference between Purim and Chanukah, is that why is there a chiyuv suda on Purim and on Chanukah, because Purim was a physical danger, and we would say it's from the physical annihilation, that's why we celebrate physically, while Chanukah was a spiritual annihilation, a threat, and therefore we celebrate spiritually, there is no chiyuv suda. So that is one idea, that's what the Levush says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that is the more well-known. The deeper meaning is what we just said from Rav Schachter, and that is that Purim is a Kabbalah HaTorah. And whenever there's a Kabbalah HaTorah, so then also there is a Chiyuv Seuda. Yeah.
No, but also based on whatever we said, there should be a Seuda in Chanukah because it's spiritual.
You're right. It's then there should always be a Seuda, but it's not specifically a day of Kabbalah HaTorah. And that's why it is spiritual, but we dafka celebrate, and like we're not like angels, dafka on the day that we got the Torah, not just when we're saved from a danger. Continues the Gemara. Mar Berei D'Ravina Kula Shasav Yaseh B'Ta Anesa. Mar Berei D'Ravina fasted all year, except Levar Ma'atzarta Upurya Umaliyama Tekipurei, except for Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. What about Shabbos? So Machlokas we showing him here, whether he fasted on Shabbos also. Some say he did. The Rabbeinu David said he did because he liked fasting. It was his own Shabbos. The Baal Amar says no, that was also not included. Either way, that is, what? What about Pesach? It says he didn't, sounds like he didn't eat matzah. Sounds like he didn't eat matzah. Atzeres Yom Shinin Bo Torah. Why Shavuos? Because that was the day of Nesinas HaTorah. That was the day we got the Torah, like we said. Purya Yei Mishnah V'Simcha Ksiv. Malo Yom HaTikipuri. What about Erev Yom Kippur? Tatani Yechiyah Barav Midifti V'Yinisim Ez Nacho Seichem B'Tisha Lach Hodesh. You should afflict yourselves on the ninth day of the month. V'Chim B'Tisha Misanin V'Alo Basir Misanin. Don't we fast on Yud Tishrei Yom Kippur, not on the ninth? Eloma Lacha. To teach me, why did it say the ninth? Kol ha'ochel v'shoseh b'tisha bo, ma'ala v'kosev gilu v'sanet t'shiv v'asiri. Whoever eats and drinks on the ninth, it's as if he fasted on the ninth and on the tenth. Again, remember Shabbos Shuvah, we discussed the sugya about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Rashi in a number of places says it's based on hachana, based on preparing ourselves. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a chesed, gives us a mitzvah to eat beforehand. He's mezake us, we're going to eat anyway, in order to prepare. Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva said, no, it's more of a Simchas Yontif. Sudas Yontif, you can't have a Sudas Yontif on Yom Kippur, so you move it up and down. We had about 6 or 7 nafkaminas, based on whether it's a din hachana, or whether it is a din of Simchas Yontif. What about women? What if you're not going to fast anyway? What if you're a good faster? What about Tosefes? Okay, we had a number of nafkaminas, and if we would have time, I would go through more, but remember that it's a much talked about topic at that time of year. Okay, that is eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Rav Yosef, Biyom Adat Zarta, Rav Yosef on Shavuos, Amar Avdi Li Igla Talsa, used to say, make me a third Egel. So what does that mean? We've had this twice before also. Does it mean the third child, and that's the best meat, or does it mean a third grown, a third matured? Either way, make me this fancy type of meat. Omar Rav Yosef says, Eloha Yoma de Kagarim Kama Yosef Yikabashuka. Oh, if this day wouldn't cause me Kabbalah Satorah, I'd just be another Yosef in the Shuk. Again, many are bothered. Rav Yosef was one of the biggest anovim, right? You humble people in the world. This sounds like a little gaiva. If it wasn't for this day, I'd be a nobody. But Baruch Hashem, now I'm a somebody. So what's going on here? So I saw in the Biurei Chasidus Lashas, where he says, he's not emphasizing himself. He's saying, Ilav Hayoma de Kagarim, or not for this day. Rav Yosef realized the special schoolists that we have of days of Shabbos and days of Yontif. And he's not taking any credit for himself. He's saying, if it was just me trying to do something to get spiritually uplifted, I wouldn't be able to do it. Ilav da Hayoma de Kagarim. But it's because this day is, I take advantage of Shavuos, this special teva of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in, I try to take advantage of it. Ilav Hayoma de Kagarim, Kami Yosef Yikav Shuk. I'd just be another Yosef in the Shuk. So I take full advantage of the day, but he's focusing on the day, causing it and not himself. So that's why really, it's not a violation of his being an Anav. Let's do two more lines. Rav Sheshes Koltos and Yomim Mahadilei Talmudei. Every 30 days, Rav Sheshes would review his Gemara. Some point out maybe because he was a Sagi Nahar, he was blind. That's why he had a review. He wanted to review so much so that he would always be fresh in his mind. V'tali v'koy be'ivra d'dasha. Every 30 days, after he used to review it, he used to sit at the doorway. V'yomar chadi nafshoy, chadi nafshoy. He used to say, "Be chadi is lashon happy, right? My soul is so happy. We love learning. Leich karai, lecha karai, lecha tanoi. For you, I've learned. For you, I have learned either psukim, mikra, or mishnah. Aini, is this really true that he learned for himself? V'amar blazer amali torah learned as kaim shemayim v'aretz. Shnemar lo brisi yom v'layel lechukos shemayim v'aretz lo samti. Don't you? Doesn't the world? Isn't Torah Mekayim the world? So therefore, what do you mean that it was for himself? Rav Chaim Balajan writes in Nefesh HaChayim, that's where there are time zones in the world, so that every second, if the world had no learning for 1 second, the world would cease to exist. That's why there are time zones in the world, so every second of the day, somewhere in the world, somebody is learning, so the world holds up the world. So what do you mean he's only learning for himself? So Meikara Kiyavit Inish Adad Danafshika Avit. No, he started off learning for himself. It ends up being for the world, but his Kavana at the beginning is learning to be Mekayim, his own mitzvah. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that, Rez Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Tashir, we have a sponsor? No. There's not yet? Okay. So we don't have the Gula.
would be somebody learning every second of the day.